I get so torn because I like this version and I love this song, but I like the fast version too. There's a fast version of this. It's really good. By them too.
But. Soul Coughing.
Oh yeah.
Super Bon Bon.
Yeah, this is great.
This is a great song.
Soul Coughing is an underrated band.
They really are. And every one of their songs sounds different than other songs. It's like they don't have a sound.
That's why they're underrated, because you hear it, you don't realize it's a Soul Coughing song until later on.
I always dreamed of doing a radio show in LA at night just so I could use Screenwriter's Blues as my intro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've always dreamed of doing a show called TCNT Movie Talk right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM. Hi. And that dream came true, and it comes true every week, like right now. That's John Justice.
Yo.
Across the table, we have Drew Lee.
Hi.
Comedian Brian Miller.
Hey.
And me, Sam Sansevier. And we talk about movies in theaters this week, DVD and Blu-ray releases this week, movies new out on streaming, movies out this week 10 years ago, movies out this week 20 years ago, and whatever else the heck we feel like talking about. Movies in theaters this week: Captive State, Mustang, Wonder Park, 5 Feet Apart, and The Aftermath.
No desire to see Wonder Park. Neither does any of the children in my family, meaning
lucky
Kyle.
It looks
horrible. I'm really curious. I've watched the trailers for Captive State. I think it's got some potential, and based off of what Brian Miller said,
Rupert Wyatt
during the show, that might be all right. It looks compelling.
Yeah, you know, John Goodman, he is always awesome.
I love John Goodman.
Yeah.
You know what? A wasted performance by John Goodman, a certain way, 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yes, absolutely.
What a huge missed opportunity. When they named the movie 10 Cloverfield Lane, I know the answer to the question, is there an invasion?
Yeah.
What a fascinating premise. Like, I love the idea. Is there an invasion, or is this a crazy person? Except it's got Cloverfield in the name, and Cloverfield is inherently about monsters.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting to find out the whole time what I know.
I agree. I think the idea was, like, they weren't overtly marketing it as being part of this Cloverfield universe, but it was still there.
Yeah, but Cloverfield's about monsters.
I know. So they did. They did miss an opportunity there.
But Captive State, they've been really kind of low-key on the...
I know nothing about Captive State. I know zero. I don't even think I've seen an ad or a trailer or anything about it. I've only heard you guys talking about it. And I'm intrigued just by what you guys have said about it, but I literally know nothing about it.
Sam, do you have a synopsis for Captive State?
I sure do.
She's so happy when she gets a synopsis.
I am. Well, so I'm going to pull up IMDb because the first synopsis that comes up on Google is like one line. It just says, residents of a Chicago neighborhood deal with life under extraterrestrial rule, which I guess it kind of sums
it's
it up.
It's like post-alien invasion. They've been there for a while.
Right. Yeah. They're kind of running the show now.
But it's set in a Chicago neighborhood nearly a decade after an occupation by an extraterrestrial force. Captive State explores the lives on both sides of the conflict, the collaborators and the dissidents.
I think it's like thinky and more talky as opposed to, it's not like shooting aliens all the time.
Right.
Boo.
Right. Alien invasion movies are tough just because there have been so many of them. Mm-hmm. And it's hard when you go into them without knowing, because for me at least, it's like, okay, are we going to get a movie that's got a really good concept, but because we're low on budget, we're going to be grounded at ground level, and when we actually get to anything sort of sci-fi action-y, we're going to be like, that's, you know what I mean? It's a real fine line with stuff like that.
Yeah, if they get a little too ambitious with what they want to do effects-wise, but the effects can't, they don't have the budget to make it look cool, you're like, well, maybe you should have stuck with the shadows and the suggestions.
It says that their budget was $25 million for this movie. For like a sci-fi extraterrestrial movie, I would have thought they would have needed more, but maybe not.
Well, I considering the expectation I have is that you're not going to get a lot of sci-fi with it. And like, I was watching Umbrella Academy, the first episode of that on Netflix, and they have a talking, there's a monkey in it, essentially, right?
Yeah.
And this is spot on. The effects are great. And I'm like, wow. I mean, that's as good as Planet of the Apes.
Wow, sure.
With that. And so they can do a lot with less. It really is, again, it kind of goes back to, what is my expectation? Am I going in for, a real sort of amped up alien invasion movie, or more of like a thinking sort of ramifications with the humans? And that's what this sounds like.
And which is, I think, as long as you have the expectation set right, it's good. But like, if you went to Arrival thinking you were going to see laser guns, you'd be disappointed. But Arrival's great.
Sam, I know I want to talk Mustang for a second. I just want to mention, but real quick, I want to mention 5 Feet Apart, because I probably won't go to the theater to see it, but I am interested.
Is it Haley Lou Richardson?
Yeah, it's the young couple end up in the hospital together, separate sides of staying in the same hospital, both dealing with, I think, terminal illness, and they fall in love, but they can't they can't come in contact with each other. I just the trailer looked really compelling.
She's great. I got to look what she's. Sam, can you look up what Haley Lou Richardson's in? Do we know?
Sure, yeah.
She's a star. I've seen her in something, and I remember thinking, like, man, that girl should be in more stuff.
Haley Lou Richardson is an American actress, of course. She has been in 5 Feet Apart, The Edge of 17.
Oh, yeah. She's the friend in Edge of 17.
Yeah, and
who gets with the brother.
She's one of the.
She's fantastic in that movie. That Edge of 17 is a really, really good teen girl movie.
It is.
It really is. I actually just watched it a couple weeks ago. It is. I really, really enjoyed it. Yeah.
It's a good coming of age movie.
And
Haley Steinfeld's. I'm so impressed with her.
She's fantastic.
From True Grit.
Yeah.
She was so amazing in True Grit. She was fantastic in that. Yep. And it's like everything I've seen her in, I think she's done just a really. Amazing job.
That Kevin Costner movie kind of sucked, but she was pretty good in it. Where
I just watched it again the other day.
It's not a terrible movie. It's okay, but their chemistry was fantastic.
3 Days to Kill.
3 Days to Kill,
yeah. It's a fun one. I like that movie quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Haley Lou Richardson was also in Split, an Operation Finale.
Oh, right. She's one of the girls with Anya Taylor-Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep. The Mustang is a movie that's coming out today as well. I'm super excited about it. I actually didn't know about it until this morning, and I think I'm going to try to see if I can get some people to go out and see it with me. Because
let me get it. It has something to do with horses.
Yes. So it's about a program, and this is it's
good that finally like somebody's making a horse movie.
It's about time. there's rehabilitation programs at some prisons. In America, where they take convicts and they pair them with Mustangs and trainers and teach the convicts how to train these Mustangs, like go from wild to rideable. And it's actually because Mustangs, they can be really dangerous. I personally have owned, trained, and tamed a Mustang. And they can be dangerous because, I mean, they're big and they're stronger than us. And if they're scared, they're going to hurt you. And so working with them, you need to gain their trust. You do need to be assertive but not intimidating. And so it's a really good program. And so this is a movie about a violent convict that's given the chance to participate in this rehabilitation therapy program centered around the training of wild Mustangs.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
This isn't good.
Yeah. And it looks really, really well done. I watched most of the trailer, but it looked really, really good. So I'm excited to see it. I think it looks pretty bomb.
And then Aftermath is a period piece with Keira Knightley. Watched the trailer and looked okay.
Okay.
Sort of a love triangle period piece. Again, it was kind of meh. I don't know.
Yeah.
If I'll end up
I like her.
I like her.
I really like Keira Knightley. Yeah.
She was in a movie Colette about the French writer. Mm-hmm. I rush out and bang the door down to see it, but it wasn't bad.
I've heard that movie was really good.
It was pretty good. She was really good in it.
It's got Alexander Skarsgård
He's handsome.
DVD and Blu-ray releases this week. We've got Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes.
And Mary Poppins Returns.
Yeah, boy, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, that was just a great movie.
That was so much fun.
Academy Award winner Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, and deserving.
It was really fun. I enjoyed it quite a bit. It was funny. Mm-hmm. I loved Mulaney. John Mulaney was.
Yep.
Nick Cage was great. I mean, it was just a really well done, well cast.
Yeah,
you don't always say that often about animated films.
Really unique aesthetic too.
Yeah,
it didn't play it safe with like familiar stuff. It was like, yeah, we're gonna go full pop art.
Yeah, and we're gonna show you a Spider-Man you've never seen before.
Yeah, several.
And that's what I liked about it more than anything else is because, man, Spider-Man has been done to death, right?
Yeah.
And, more than any other superhero franchise, Spider-Man just keeps coming at you in all these different forms. And to bring us something that was very unique and a really different story was really funny and fun to watch. I appreciated. I saw Mary Poppins Returns in the theaters.
Yeah.
It's it's an enjoyable
it's
way to spend an hour and a half. It's not my bag so much.
It was nominated for a lot of Oscars.
It was good. I mean, it was good.
It was that good?
Yes, it was
really?
Good, well done, well performed. The music was good. I mean, it's Mary Poppins. And if you're familiar with Mary Poppins, it's Mary Poppins. It's that lighthearted, musical scene. They nailed that format and that style of movie, which does not get made anymore.
That's true. And Emily Blunt is fantastic in everything.
She's wonderful.
She's dependably awesome all the time.
Yep. Yep.
Very funny, like in the very long engagement or four-year engagement or whatever,
mm-hmm.
straight into like Edge of Tomorrow. Tomorrow, where she's killing aliens with Tom Cruise. Like, right. Man, she can do it all.
Yeah, no, she's great. Lin-Manuel Miranda is really good.
Oh, I didn't know he was in that. That's kind of cool.
Yep. The kids are fun. I mean, it's, look, if like I said, that type of movie, it's a throwback. It does not get made anymore. And if you like that kind of movie, you will love Mary Poppins Returns. I just think that that type of movie is not necessary. It's, I mean, there's a very specific audience for it, and sure, it's not me.
It's not mainstream anymore, right. I don't think. If I had to pick, but so I haven't seen Mary Poppins Returns or Spider-Man. I should pick Spider-Man between the two.
Spider-Man.
Like, don't pick a movie. Okay.
Spider-Man. John, you don't even know. You haven't seen Mary Poppins Returns. How can you say that?
Because that's what I would pick.
Spider-Verse seems to be a movie that really crosses demographics.
Adults, exactly. Like, for all the reasons that he just said.
It's funny. It's got action. It really is kind of a, you know.
You just spent like 5 minutes not selling the film and talking about how great Spider-Man
was. It was really good.
Yeah, it was not your bag.
I am not the demo for
it. Right. Yeah, Sam, have you seen the original Mary Poppins?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you can watch Mary Poppins after you watch Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse. I think you'll enjoy that more.
I remember liking Mary Poppins, but I was like 8.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
What would you say, Drew? Since you guys was a problem.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah, he's only just being a contrarian.
Fight.
Drew, contrarian Lee.
New out on streaming this week, you've got Triple Frontier.
Yeah, I don't
Netflix.
Care what I said in the past. I can't wait to watch this movie.
You're never going to stop falling
for
Netflix.
No, I'm not.
No, this, I don't want to hear you complain about Netflix movies.
This looks really good, and I've read some reviews. It's actually gotten some good reviews. I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
J.C. Chandor did that Robert Redford movie, All Is Lost or whatever, where he was adrift at sea. That was a pretty good movie.
The cast in this is spectacular.
But that's what you can say about most Netflix.
I know, but still, this is, it's just, it looks, the trailers look really good.
Yeah, but there's always a reason that these movies are on Netflix.
That's okay, like, Drews.
Okay, but, so like.
And it's not hard to make a trailer look good.
It's the really attractive single person.
I'm looking forward to it.
No, it's the really attractive 35-year-old single person who has a lot of money. And you're like, why are they single? Stick around. You'll find out.
That's like, so Bird Box completely blew up on Netflix, and everybody was talking about it.
I hated that movie.
I hated it, too.
Have you seen the trailer for Triple One Frontier?
No.
Okay, have you seen the trailer for Triple One Frontier? Have you seen it? Okay. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, then you all can just be quiet.
Oh, but
the trailer
looks fantastic. That doesn't hold true for you and Mary Poppins?
I'm looking at photos.
I didn't push back on Mary Poppins. I didn't say anything bad about Mary Poppins.
I'm not saying anything bad about this movie.
I can't wait till next week when you go up. You know, they had a good concept. I mean,
I'm going to get a text Sunday afternoon going, I'm so mad. I just wasted 45 minutes of my life watching this movie.
You're not now. You're not getting any text from me.
But then I'll
be
very excited for Quadruple Frontier next year.
I'm just saying. You're never going to stop falling for the Netflix.
I do have a synopsis for Triple Frontier for anyone. John will appreciate this. Former Special Forces operatives reunite to plan a heist in a sparsely populated multi-border zone in South America. For the first time in their prestigious careers, these unsung heroes undertake this dangerous mission for themselves instead of the country. But when events take an unexpected turn and threaten to spiral out of control, their skills, their loyalties, and their morals are pushed to a breaking point in an epic battle for survival.
So every heist movie. Okay. Got it.
Can you do the cast?
Yeah, so you're looking at Charlie Hunnam, Ben Affleck, Garrett Hedlund, Adria Ajorna, Pedro Pascal, Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, yes, Oscar Isaac.
Yeah,
Pedro Pascal.
Look, Sheila Van.
You're telling me with a cast like this, they couldn't get major theater distribution?
Yep, there you go.
So something wrong with this movie. With that Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I don't care who else is in it.
Yeah, he's
Ben
a
Affleck,
movie star.
He is a movie star. Yeah, that's not in theaters. There's a reason.
He's probably like, oh, this movie is on Netflix.
Maybe Netflix offered him more money.
Huh. or it's the reason every other movie ends up on Netflix.
It's a bargain bin movie.
Yep.
I just haven't really found, like, okay, is Edge of 17 like, a Netflix movie?
No, that was a theatrical movie.
Oh.
Mary Poppins sucks.
John, you didn't make this movie.
I know I didn't. You haven't seen the trailer.
You haven't even seen it.
You haven't even seen the trailer.
But I could watch it right now, but we're busy. Movies out this week 10 years ago. Race to Witch Mountain and Sunshine Cleaning.
That's the rock one, right?
Yeah, it was a rock remake of the... There were a couple of Disney movies back in the 70s. Was that 70s?
with those original Disney, it was
Escape to Witch Mountain.
Escape to Witch Mountain and Return to Witch Mountain.
That is still very popular. Yeah. That comes from that movie.
I remember when I was a little kid, I had such the crush on the girl in the original. I mean, I was a real little kid. That was when I was budding.
Yeah. It was age appropriate.
I was budding at the time when those came out.
Appropriate crush.
I remember watching that with it was okay. The Race to Witch Mountain. It was a Disney flick, and it was The Rock, and my boy liked it. And I enjoyed watching it.
His specialty is making not very good movies okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for Skyscraper, right. Nothing could have made Skyscraper good.
Yeah, but once you kind of know that, it gets harder and harder to enjoy the Rock movie because you're like, just be in a good movie.
Yeah,
Skyscraper.
Jumanji is a great example.
Yeah, I'm sure it's okay because of the cast.
It's okay because of mainly the Rock. Yeah,
he's awesome.
He is really, really awesome. I cannot believe it's been 10 years since this movie came out. Right. I remember when it came out. I didn't know that it was a remake to anything though.
Yeah, I think they were hoping to. I think they were hoping to get maybe franchise it. Mm-hmm. That's what it seemed like because that was those original Disney movies. I want to say it had to be 70s. Early 70s.
Yep.
Yeah, when they came out, but it didn't. I mean, I think it did moderately
popular
well
VHS stuff, tape.
Yeah.
How about Sunshine Cleaning?
That was a movie about crime scene cleaners. What early-ish Amy Adams movie. Yeah.
Emily Blunt, Amy Adams, Alan Arkin, Steve Zahn. And other people.
I remember it not being a particularly great movie, but their chemistry was fun.
Probably belonged on Netflix.
Yeah. Mm. Do what?
I said it probably belonged on Netflix.
Oh,
honestly, it would have been the best movie Netflix has ever made. And it wasn't that great. But it was okay.
74% on Rotten
Buster
Tomatoes.
Scruggs was the exception. Ballad of Buster Scruggs was...
even, you know, that's four short stories.
Yeah.
That's not even really a movie so much as it is...
Interesting argument.
Yeah, I know.
But I really do think that was legit good.
So I watched Ballad of Buster Scruggs. This is a while ago, actually. And I liked it, but I don't know. It didn't really... I've heard people just like talk about how amazing it is, and I just can't really relate to that, I guess. I thought it was good. I thought it was interesting, but I don't know.
All Coen Brothers movies are better at least the second time, too.
Okay, so maybe I should give it another watch.
That's just... I love them, and I'll watch and go, I don't know what I thought about it. And then I'll watch it again. Like, I'm an idiot. That was great.
Yeah, they grow on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Movies out 20 years ago, The Rage, Carrie 2, and Wing Commander.
I forgot about Carrie 2.
Wasn't that Chloe Mertz or whatever?
No.
That was the remake of Carrie that Kimberly Pierce did a few years ago. The Rage, Carrie 2 was the straight sequel.
I forgot they made a sequel.
Who starred in The Rage, Carrie 2?
The Rage, Carrie 2 was Kat Shee.
No idea.
Yeah, Jason London, Emily Burgle, Amy Irving.
That's pretty bad.
It's like the only I don't know any of these people.
I can never remember if Jason or Jeremy's the good London. There's a superior London, and I can never remember which twin it is. I hung out with one of them one time.
Wing Commander, Freddie Prinze Jr., Saffron Burroughs, Matthew Lillard, really fun little sci-fi adventure flick. Came around right around the same. This was 99, right? Yeah. So it was right around when Phantom Menace came out, and I think they were trying to capitalize on that based off the popular video game.
It was basically like X-Wing the movie,
right?
I mean, it was like mostly just like, hey, we're a bunch of X-Wing pilots.
But it's solid. Like I watched it recently, and it holds up. It is solidly fun, just for a fun little adventure space movie.
Probably rewatch is quite a bit better than Phantom Menace, actually.
I watched that recently again too. No, but I enjoyed Wing Commander quite a bit. That was a fun movie.
John, can you give us an update on whatever like Star Wars title news there is right now?
I don't know what the hell Disney's doing,
like,
man.
What is going on?
All bets are off with what they're doing because they've completely broken their trends from the past of the other Disney era movies. Like before now, we've always had a title. The Star Wars Celebration's here in a couple of weeks, and that's when we always get the first teaser. But everyone's kind of sitting back. There's just been silence, no photos or nothing. I think a lot of it has to do with what Disney and Marvel is doing.
Okay.
Because of Captain Marvel and with Avengers coming out.
Yeah. Do you think that they want a focus on Endgame?
Yeah. I think one of the reasons they got JJ back was because JJ is like, hey, man, I want to keep this under wraps for as long as possible. I think that Disney is overcompensating for what happened with Solo. So they are literally starving the fan base for as long as they possibly can.
Yeah, it's almost like we gave you too much. Now we're going to remind you what it's like to have nothing.
Right. And it's working But I almost think it's working too well, because within the tight sort of fan podcast community, you know, people like myself, I'm still going to go watch it. Well, I'll be complaining when there's 80 billion TV ads running. But yeah. Right now, you know, within like the podcast community and the hardcore, there's not anything to... We mentioned there's nothing to chew on right now, like at all. So I think it's a bit of a mistake that we didn't even get a title yet.
They're not throwing you any bones right now.
Nothing. Yeah. So everybody expects it to happen on April 12th. That's when the panel is for episode 9. So
they should just never come up with a title. The movie should come out with TBD.
That's the speculation
we'll just watch
now.
The movie.
There's people saying we're gonna find out that it's just gonna be called episode 9. And I'm like, there's no way they'll get.
That'd be so weird for them to break that pattern after 8 movies.
I think they'll go the same route they did with Endgame. When they released that teaser, that's when they gave us the title.
Yeah.
At what point in the timeline did they release that teaser?
When did that teaser came out last year, right?
Endgame?
Yeah, the Endgame.
I think it was like December.
Yeah. I think it was like in December.
Yeah, because I remember watching the trailer in here.
Yeah, yeah.
We watched it between shows.
Yeah, that's when they released the title. We all thought that they would do the title and then they would do the teaser at Celebration because you kind of get the double punch of the fandom.
Right, right.
But I think they're starving everybody right now, and it sucks.
it's gotta give you kind of a salty feeling about the whole thing right now.
Yeah, well, because in the absence of having anything episode 9 to chew on, people are still pitching a fit over Last Jedi, and I'm tired of hearing it.
They need something else to complain
about. Seriously. Yeah. You need to go complain about Netflix movies.
And as I was telling you guys, the greatest pop culture week in forever is coming up, and we have a new Game of Thrones on a Sunday and a new Avengers movie on a Thursday and then another new Game of Thrones that Sunday.
I was
driving to a gig and it was really icy and my car started to skid and I honestly had the thought, oh my God, I can't die. Avengers isn't done yet.
Melinda said the same thing yesterday.
Yeah, and Game of Thrones too. It's like I've been following the story for a really long time. I need to find out how it ends.
I know. I'm so invested in Avengers Endgame. I'm so invested in Game of Thrones and these things are coming up and we're right around the corner from finally getting some closure on these things. And I, you know, we talked about Captain Marvel, and I really think Captain Marvel was good.
Yeah,
and
it was.
And I saw it, but my initial reaction walking out of the theater was unsatisfied. And that's not Captain Marvel's fault. That is not the fault of that movie at all. You know, I mean, it was a good movie, but it's just not what I wanted.
Especially with one of the post-credits scenes where you're like, oh, that was 45 seconds of what I really, really wanted to watch.
What I'm really here for.
Yeah, she was terrific, by the way. I thought Brie Larson was fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. And I cannot wait to see how she interacts with the rest of the Avengers.
I can't wait to see. I still have to see Captain Marvel.
You'll like it.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. It looks really good.
Yeah.
But I thought it was kind of funny that they're like, oh, you know, they'd like edit her out of some of the early Avengers trailers. And like, it was like, yeah, we're pretty sure she's going to show up. You're not going to introduce her in a movie.
Right.
And then she's just not going to show up.
Yeah. Well, the last thing was that text that Fury sent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, that was not a spoiler in any capacity.
And like people are complaining that they spoiled that, you know, Tony Stark makes it back. Because in the Endgame trailer, he's in there. It's like, what did you think? I mean,
did they spoil it? I have to rewatch.
They just show
the
Tony with them.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's like, you thought he was going to die off camera between movies?
Again, you know, that's the just biggest Twitter. Star. You remove Twitter from the equation and nobody's complaining about that because they're not hearing about it, you know?
Yeah. It is, yeah. A lot of it is just Twitter outrage.
Headlines, too. The Twitterization of the headlining. It's kind of the BuzzFeedization. It's like the Avengers trailer just dropped and everybody's buzzing about blank.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no.
No,
I saw one yesterday. Like the Avengers trailer dropped, and everybody's talking about Hawkeye's haircut.
Yeah, and I didn't see a single person in my feed talk about Hawkeye's haircut.
Yeah, talking about.
Jerry Renner's had dumb haircuts through the whole series of those movies. What's one more?
This has been TCNT Movie Talk here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM. We do this every week. Tune in again next week. I was thinking about a shortcut I could take.